Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline. Thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that, yeah, the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, let's see, today's weather, right now we're looking at 49 degrees in the ATL. With the high today of, I'm sorry, I lost it that quick, with a high today of 64, okay? And tomorrow we're looking at 65 and partly cloudy and low 48, low 38 tonight, though. Thursday, 66, low 49. Friday, 70 degrees, low 54 with a pretty good chance of rain. Saturday 73 and a low of 54. So it looks like we're going to have a pretty nice weekend as far as temperature goes. Sunday you're looking at 72 and 49 degrees as our low. But we may get some rain on Sunday. Now, again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome to today's show. Today's word of the day is adamantine, A-D-A-M-A-N-T-I-N-E, adamantine is an adjective, and it means made of or having the quality of adamant, rigidly firm, unyielding. And the third definition is resembling the diamond in hardness or luster. Rigidly firm, unyielding, made of or having the quality of adamantine. All right. So that's our word of the day. And you guys can take that and run with it. Use it however you want. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, I guess maybe before I get into today's show, I don't know. I just, and maybe I'll do a show on this. I'd like to talk about what's the deal with the what they call J's or Jordan's shoes, these tennis shoes that so many kids are dying to have and dying to possess, and they'll do seems like anything to get a pair. Okay. Now, I gave both my kids a budget for Christmas, and they want two pair of these J's as part of their Christmas. Both of them want two pair of J's each, okay? That's like $400 each, okay? That's going to take up most of their Christmas money. I mean, it's like, and then you know exactly what the gift is. There's no surprise in that. There's no fun in there. There's no reason to get up on Christmas morning all excited. You know, people have lost the excitement and the wherewithal that Christmas used to bring. And maybe they were saying that when I was coming up, but I tell you, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day were probably the most exciting days of the year for me. Okay? I loved it. I loved it because, you know, my mom had a way of doing Christmas at her house where she'd invite everyone over and she'd cook and she wanted you to spend the night on Christmas Eve because she wanted you to be there on Christmas morning. And she'd get up Christmas morning, she'd cook breakfast, we'd sit around, we'd eat, and we'd drink, and you know, we'd eat some more, and we'd open presents and gifts and just had a ball. And you know, that's what Christmas is about. Spending time with family and then giving gifts and watching the excitement that your face possessed when you opened a gift and it had, you know, something special within it. Or you get up on Christmas morning as a kid and there are toys and games and bicycles and stuff that you know, really wanted. And things that you just couldn't wait to play with. Okay, that's the way it was when I was growing up at Christmas time. I don't know about you, but I had the most exciting childhood Christmas. I mean, we weren't rich. I didn't know that. But I didn't want for anything. I got the things that I wanted. I did what I had to do to get those things. And I thought I was a good kid. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. So I'm going to do a show, maybe even tomorrow, about these basketball shoes we call J's. All right, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, to get into today's topic, which is Donald Trump says, and you guys know who Donald Trump is, he's the front runner Republican on the Republican side for the presidential nomination. And then we'll see if he makes that. He'll be the Republican candidate for the presidency. Okay? So this guy, Donald Trump, says complete shutdown of Muslims in the United States. Do you agree? I mean, and we're going to talk about that statement that he made about not allowing any Muslims into the country. Now, what I say and what I'm thinking is that if we have radicals in the country, people who are connecting with ISIS and all this stuff, and there are people who are not Muslims who are connecting with this terrorist group ISIS in the United States, and people that want to do harm to people for no reason in the United States, there are those here already as well. You know, there are people who are here that are not Muslim, who are American, who have been, you know, dealing with ISIS, and they want to hurt Americans as well. But what I'm saying is just like I agree with Donald Trump. I don't agree with him on most things, but I agree with him on this. Because I'm sorry. I mean, I don't lump all Muslims into one group. That wouldn't be fair to Muslims who practice the religion and do the right thing. But I do agree with him with those Muslims who may practice the religion but are the jihadists, which means that they want to kill Americans. I don't want them in our country, and I think you don't want them in the country as well. So, I feel the same way. If these Muslims, the jihadists of the Muslims who have this radical thinking that they want to hurt and kill Americans, no, they should not be allowed to come into the country, right? So, but you don't know who they are. You know, say for instance, we let 100,000 Muslims come into the country today. How do you know which ones are violent, radical, want to hurt somebody, want to kill somebody, as opposed to those who are good Muslims who want to come to the country? They want to practice their religion, which is fine. They want to do the right thing. They want to get their citizenship or whatever. They want to be law-abiding citizens. There are a lot of those. I think there are more good Muslims than there are the bad and radical Muslims. So, I mean, don't send me all these emails talking about, Frank, you're lumping everybody into one category, because I'm not. But how do you know who's good and who's bad? And because they come here and start to be radicals and want to hurt people, want to mass kill people, then, hey, you don't hear that about Asians. I mean, every once in a while you hear about an Asian or something going off or losing, you know, blowing the gasket or something. But you don't hear that about the Asian people, okay? And there are a lot of the Asian people in America. But these Muslims are radicals, and they want to kill Americans. So, again, I don't want to lump everybody into one big pot, because you got good Muslims out there and you got bad ones out there. But you don't know who's good and who's bad. They all look the same, right? So, in order to eradicate terrorism in America, you have to not let these Muslims into the country. And I know people say, well, if you don't let Muslims in, you got to stop the Africans from coming in. You got to stop the Asians from coming in. You got to stop the Latinos. You got to stop everybody from coming into the country if you're going to do that to Muslims. Well, you do what you want to do. If you don't want to come to the country because we won't let Muslims come into the country and you're an Asian, then, hey, stay your ass where you are. You know, stay where you are. But because the Muslims come here to hurt people, to kill people, they don't want you to be alive. They want you dead. They want to kill you. They want to kill American people. Why should we allow them to come here? Good or bad, we don't know who the good ones are. We don't know who the bad ones are. So because of that, we got to stop all of them from coming into the country. I agree with him on that. I agree with Donald Trump on that. I don't agree with him on much, but I agree with him on that statement. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And think about it this way. You're sitting in your kitchen. It's 7 o'clock at night. You're sitting in your kitchen. You're watching TV, and the emergency thing blinks on the TV and comes across the screen. Okay. You live in, let's say, Carrollton, which is a town just west of Atlanta. Okay, you live in Carrollton, and it says that we have a citizen alert. There is a prisoner who has broken out of the county jail. He's armed and he's dangerous. We're looking for him right now. He was last seen in the Carrollton area. You live in Carrollton. Your house is in Carrollton. But you saw that and you said, I'm gonna unlock the front door, I'm gonna unlock the back door, I'm gonna open up my garage, I'm gonna unlock the door to the basement, all this stuff. Okay? But there's a criminal on the loose. He's armed and he's dangerous. Okay? So this criminal comes to your house, and he finds an open door, and he comes into your house where you are sitting in your kitchen with your family or whatever, watching TV. He's armed and he's dangerous, so that means that he's not a friendly guy. I'm not saying he's Muslim or whatever. I'm just saying he's not a friendly guy. He's a person. So, and he's a bad person, right? So he comes into your house and he hurts you and your family. He hurts you and your family. That's the same thing that I'm saying about continue to let these Muslims into the country. We have our doors open, letting them in. They come through the door and they're here to do something foul. And we allow it to happen because we left the door open. We left the door open. Well, you knew they were trying to get in. Why'd you leave the door open? Well, that's what I do. That's what I always do. That's a downfall. That's a downfall. Now, people don't know that, hey, what are the chances that he's going to pick my house? Well, the chances are pretty great because he's in your area. Okay? And if he was in a different area, then he may not pick your house. But he's in your area. So there's a good chance that he may pick your house. So we let Muslims into the country. We have this open door policy. So they come here knowing they can get in with no problem and knowing that they want to hurt or destroy the American people and the American way of life. That's what they want to do. But we open the door and allow them to come in. That is sick crazy to me. And we shouldn't do it. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Now, again, I'm not saying all Muslims are bad, not at all, because that's not a true statement. But there are some bad Muslims. They are already here in the country. We can't pinpoint them and put them out the country, but we can turn the water off. You know, if you were running dishwater in your sink in the kitchen and you ran upstairs to do something and you come back and you forgot you were running water in the sink and it's overflowing on the floor and all that, you grab the mop, you run and grab the mop and start mopping up the water, but the water's still on. The water's continuing to flow over the sink. Okay? So if you leave the water on, you're never going to get that water cleaned up. So we have to close the water off, or you have to close the doors to the United States so that you can clean up this mess. Clean up this mess. Hey guys, I got a couple of minutes left in the show. I'm going to shut it down now and take off. Again, just take care of yourselves, guys. Be vigilant about your property, your family, and all that kind of stuff, and take care of your family, take care of your property, take care of your things, and continue to put God first in your life, and things will be, I say it again, things will be okay. Take care, guys. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Hey,